the witch's daughter. The witch we knew because she lived below the cliff we scrambled over, and she yelled 10 times worse than anybody's mother, so the witch was the one we took everyone to see. First we'd creep along the cliff edge soundlessly, then let out a scream of laughter. Oh, how the witch detested laughter. To her, it was a dog ripping out her throat, or a knife doodling in her gut, or the fat Monsignor sitting down and squeezing all her air out. But the witch's daughter never came out. The witch's daughter made herself invisible with a spell. Yet now and then we'd see the pair of them walking together step by step, trying hard to look normal step by step, putting one foot down and then the other like everyone else on Ogden Avenue, till we couldn't stand it a second longer and someone had to shout, "Look out! It's the witch and the witch's daughter!" And we'd dive between two cars and hide for our lives. But sometimes in the hallway of the school, we'd see the witch's daughter without her mother, looking like any other kid, looking almost like us in her brilliant disguise of an ugly blue uniform, and even having a kid's name like the rest of us, till someone had to shout, "Look out! It's the witch's daughter!" And then she would run all the way home to her mother, where she could be as evil as a mountain and as cold as the dark and as invisible as a star.